Well, this is the all-age part of the service. I'm glad to see we've got some young people here. And I'm going to ask you some questions. So I'll probably come round and get people to share things. I might use this little mic and just point it at people because my hearing's not that brilliant, so I won't be able to hear you if you're right over there. So for a moment, I want you to think. I'll give you a bit of thinking time. I know people need a bit of thinking time on a Sunday morning. Of somebody you know or know of who's very wise, might even be yourself. You might think of yourself as very wise. Who are they? What qualities do they have? What have they taught you or others? Anyone got any thoughts on this? I'm going to start walking down here very optimistically. Anybody? Oh, surely you know some wise people. God, yes. Yeah. Ah. I should have sent this question through last week. Aha. Here we go.
Say who they are. I always find Terry Sylvie, now at Lancaster Road, very wise. If I've got things which I need to talk through, then I usually give him a call, and he's very good at seeing things objectively, which I find very helpful.
Good. Lovely. Anybody else?
Okay, I think one of the people that I felt was one of the wisest people I've ever met was the person who was the principal at the Missionary Training College when I was there, Stanley Wilton. And the particular thing that he taught me, I think, was to treat people very equally and to treat everybody, whoever they are, with respect.
Thank you. Anybody else? Me? Oh, my goodness. That would be good. Thank you very much. Right, well, I guess the subject today is wisdom, largely. Do you think there is an age limit on wisdom? And I kind of mean here a lower age limit. No. Do you know? Experience does help. Yes, I think experience does help. Yes. There's probably not many wise five-year-olds. So there might be a bit of an age limit on it. Tom's saying no. No, there's no wise five-year-olds, or no, there's no age limit. Okay. But then you do get some children, younger people, who've had life experiences that perhaps they've been thrown into, and that they actually show a lot of wisdom for their age. So perhaps it's relative as well. The more I thought about this, the more I thought, this is food for thought this morning. There's not necessarily a conclusion, but it's a subject to think about. So when I typed into Google, there you go, there's where I go for my wisdom. What is the difference between wisdom and knowledge? From gotquestions.org, this was the answer. Wisdom and knowledge, both recurring themes in the Bible, are related but not synonymous. The dictionary defines wisdom as the ability to discern or judge what is true, right, or lasting. Knowledge, on the other hand, is information gained through experience, reasoning, or acquaintance. Knowledge can exist without wisdom, but not the other way round. One can be knowledgeable without being wise. Knowledge is knowing how to use a gun. Wisdom is knowing when to use it and when to keep it holstered. I thought that was a fairly good definition. So who is considered the wisest king, perhaps the wisest person in the Bible? Solomon, that's right. And we'll be having a reading about Solomon a little bit later.